This is Scott Farrell, host of Farrell on the Bench, on your home for the best sports talk in Colorado. Extra Sports 1300.
They got a two-on-one. Kick the head. Here they come. Breakaway. Eric Johnson down the slot. Shoots. And he scores! It went off of Hella Bucket in. The game-winning overtime goal as the Condor soars again.
Drive Time Sports, Extra Sports 1300. That was the call from Altitude Radio, as heard right here on Extra Sports 1300. The Avalanche beat the Winnipeg Jets in OT for their third straight win and four of their last five. Assisting on that goal was Mikko Rantanen, one of two assists for him. He also had a goal last night, and through the magic of radio, Mikko joins us on the program right now. Mikko, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing well. I thought Mosier did a great job highlighting Eric Johnson scoring. Not as much about the pass that set him up, though. So are you a little bit upset that you weren't mentioned in that highlight there?
No, I'm not. It's a big win for the team, and it was a good finish by EJ, so he gets the credit.
I don't know, giving up two goals in the third period, I don't know if the 2016 version of the Avalanche come back and win that game, to be perfectly honest with you, Mikko. What is so different about you guys this year? Because we see what you guys did last year, and now here you are just 2 points out of a playoff spot. So what's the biggest difference with you guys this year?
Yeah, I think the whole team is playing totally different hockey. It's the team spirit is different. Of course, we have a lot of younger guys, so it's the hunger, the team hunger to win and get better every day. It's bigger, so I think that's the biggest reason. And we know that we don't have a most skilled team, so we have to show up every night and play great hockey if we want to win games. And now we're doing that, so we just have to keep going.
You know, talking about last year was a difficult year for you guys, and you went through a lot, and the fans kept showing up. But this year, you're going out there having a lot more success. Did last year's rough road kind of fuel a little bit of fire within you guys in the room?
Yeah, of course. The guys who were here last year, they know that nobody wants that to happen again ever. So it gives us hunger too to play better, and I think we're doing that right now. But I don't think everybody or nobody wants to remember something what happened last year. We're trying to forget that and go for this year, and it's going well now, so just keep it going like that.
Avalanche winger Mikko Rantanen joining us here on Drive Time Sports. He had a goal and a pair of assists in the Avs 3-2 victory over Winnipeg. As I mentioned, just 2 points out of the second wild card spot in the NHL Western Conference. It looks like yes, you and Landeskog and Nathan MacKinnon, you guys are producing, all of you, but it also seems like watching you guys, there was a gif of the three of you kind of hugging and Landeskog is kind of squeezes MacKinnon a little bit tighter. Like, it seems like you guys genuinely enjoy playing with each other. What is that relationship like between the three of you?
Yeah, it's there's playing with two great players like that, it helps me a lot, and they're both been here in the league for a while, so they help me a lot to produce, and they're both playing great hockey, and they're both great guys off the ice too, so it makes it easier to play with those guys. And we talk a lot before the games and middle of the game, like what we can do better and what about the last shift, did you see that, this and that, so it's helping our line to play better. And it's a big responsibility to play good defensively, because you play on the top line, so you play against other teams' top line. So it's but we're doing that pretty good job of that. So we have to try to keep it going like that.
Yeah, you like playing on that top line, right? You like going against the other team's number one, especially in your division where you have the Blackhawks, you have Winnipeg, it's not just that you're going against the other team's top offensive line, you're going up against some of the stars of the NHL just in your own division. How much do you enjoy that challenge on a nightly basis?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of fun to play against the top top defenders and the top forwards in the other teams, and it makes the game a little bit harder, of course. But like I said, there's two great linemates helping me, so it makes it a little bit easier.
So you guys just talked about you guys are putting out offensively. How much pride do you guys take in helping the defense back this year?
Well, I think we don't take. I think most the biggest thing for us is to get some goals and score a lot of goals. But of course, it's a defense. We can't be on the minus all the time. So we can't leave. If we score in a power play, we can't let the other team stop lines to score, because then we probably will lose. So we have to win the game or tie the game. So, but I think other lines have been playing well too. Second, third, and fourth line, they've been scoring goals and playing responsible defensively too. So I think that we have a pretty good depth, and everybody is feeling good right now.
Avalanche continue their homestand with the Columbus Blue Jackets tomorrow night, and then a very special night on Saturday as the Minnesota Wild come calling. Milan Hejduk is going to have his number retired. Did you watch a lot of Milan Hejduk growing up, Miko?
Actually, yeah, Colorado was my favorite team when I was really young. It changed to the Pittsburgh later, but when I was younger, Hejduk was there, and I remember him playing, and him playing in Czech Republic team when they played against Finland. So he was a great player and a legend here in Colorado.
Mm. Why in the world would you switch from the Avs to the Penguins? I don't understand that, Miko.
Yeah, it was Crosby got drafted, and then I liked the way he played. So then I started to follow more Pittsburgh, and it became my favorite team.
So talking about
Forsberg was my favorite team before that, or favorite player before that. So that's why Colorado was my favorite team.
Forsberg was an easy player to enjoy watch playing, that's for sure. Miko, playing in Denver at the Pepsi Center, when you guys are playing, well, what is it like? Because the crowd goes nuts. It's a great game to go to. Like, my family always picks to go to the Avalanche every year. And I have daughters that don't watch hockey. They just want to go watch the Avs play because the arena is just so on fire. What's it like to play there?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I think every guy in the team likes to play there, and the fans are great. They're supporting us a lot, and it's like I said, it's really nice to play there. And we've been playing pretty good at home this year, so it's good for the fans, of course. So we get more wins, and so they want to come to the next game too. So it's a big thing.
Yeah, and two more games this week, as I mentioned, to see the Avs before they make. Actually, you guys are home starting tomorrow. I know you guys have been home for a while, but you have Columbus, Minnesota. You go to Dallas for a game, and then you come back for three more at home. So plenty of chances to see the Avs play, and plenty of chances for the Avs to continue to gain ground in the NHL Western Conference again. Thursday night against Columbus, Saturday night against the Minnesota Wild, and that is the night Milan Hejduk gets his number retired. I'll be at that game, Miko, so we'll see if we run into each other, but congrats on the win. You guys are playing awesome right now. It's a real blast to watch, and hopefully you guys can keep it going against Columbus tomorrow night.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yep, appreciate you. Miko Rantanen joining us here on Drive Time Sports.
Yeah, and we hate the Wild. We do not like the Wild.
Don't like the Wild.
I know how to boo the Wild real good.
Niederreiter's goal still clings off the post of my mind.
My goodness.
I meant to ask him about Varley. Varley's day-to-day with an injury. He's been as big of a reason. I think that top line has been massive. McKinnon already has more goals now than he had all of last season. Yeah. Mikko Rantanen's playing well.
That top line is just amazing to watch. And you, like you said, McKinnon, something clicked this year. It's amazing.